telling to me that these agencies have actually admitted their failures in dealing with these issues. I mean, the government's been trying to do it forever, and these issues continue to stay, you know, decade after decade. And as Albert Einstein once said, he said that the definition of insanity is to do the same thing repeatedly and expect a different outcome. So it's time to pivot. It's time to, you know, move away from dependence on government services and to establish, going back to the idea of non-government options, let's establish non-government options at the community level where personal connections between family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers exist. We can learn from history. You know, my mother, for example, grew up in a small community many, many years ago, and she used to talk about how, you know, she could leave her front door open, and if somebody needed to come in and get some sugar, they could do it. You know, and so there was a lot of trust back then. There was a lot of mutual community trust. And over the years, what's happened is the governments have continued to grow, and they've taken away a lot of the services that people used to get from each other within their own communities. And so eventually we got to a point where, you know, the statement, I'm from the government and I'm here to help and that all of our help is free, you know, for some reason people have just bought into that, and I have no idea why. And I lived in Toronto for many years, and we barely knew our neighbors because that's just the way it is in Toronto these days. It's not a very community-oriented place. And I point the finger at big government as being the responsibility for that. So when it comes down to politics and elections, you know, I look at the politicians that represent the Liberal Party, the NDP, and the Green Party in particular, and I see that they're trying to sell us so-called free programs. And the way they do it is they try to divide us into tribal groups of special interests. And their plan is to divide and conquer us by trying to point fingers at some evil groups and then tax them and then try to distribute that money to other people that are basically their friends. And that's the kind of political environment we've been living with for a long time. The conservatives are sometimes like that too. You know, I can't say that they're completely, innocent of that same kind of politics. But historically, they were at least a little bit more inclined to be, you know, less big government focused as these other parties are. So bottom line is this, the libertarian approach is let's reduce the size, the scope of authority, and the responsibility, and of also the cost of the bloated bureaucracies that these big government political parties have been selling us for years and years and years. And let's try to go back to an environment where, you know, we had a time when we had very cherished aspects of our civil society was really becoming more involved in our communities and helping each other. And at the same time, what we need to do is we need to get rid of the perpetrators of this tribal animosity by cutting back on some of the media and the political and institutional actors that are trying to divide us and conquer us as the way it is. I want to restore the word civil to civil society, and unfortunately today there's not much civil left in our society, and that's really where I'm coming from and where the party is coming from.